Bill and Betty going to come and light the Advent wreath and tell the story of Jesus and his mother. You know, it's amazing. We keep telling the same old story over and over. And you think, wow, that is so cool. It's because the story is in our hearts, and it brings glory to God by repeating the good news.
This is the third Sunday of Advent, and the theme is peace. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 and 6 and 7. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The third candle is the candle of peace. It is rose-colored, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad to them, and the desert shall rejoice, and blossom as the rose. Regardless of the difficulties confronted, and Mary and Joseph met many, God searched through them till he found a place in a manger for the Prince of Peace to be born. We too must pass through many trials and difficulties on the way to inner peace and happiness. As Jesus came to bring peace, may that peace we love be seen in our lives.
There's a response on the wall up there. May the light of the candles of promise, preparation, and peace remind and fill us with God's presence as we celebrate and worship.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. You're amazing. You take your glasses off to read. And I'm glad you did that, because it reminded me I have to put my glasses on, and they were still in my case.
That's when you get cheap glasses.
Trick is finding your glasses again.
All right.